Josh Billings said, "Laughter is the fireworks of the soul." Yes, it is a laughing matter. There's not much that feels better than a wholehearted, side-splitting, bent-over, air-gasping belly laugh. But even the smallest giggle can work wonders. In addition to lifting our mood, improving our focus, strengthening our relationships, and promoting creativity, laughing can promote physical changes in our bodies, strengthening our immune system, relieving pain, and alleviating the negative effects of stress. A hearty cackle exercises the diaphragm, as well as the facial muscles, leg muscles, back muscles, abdominal muscles. Children laugh freely and often, but as adults, we tend to become more serious. This may be one of the reasons so many of us enjoy playing with children. They free us from our serious nature, and they draw us back to our hilarity-loving childhood selves. By seeking out more opportunities to let go and be amused, we can improve our emotional health, strengthen our relationships, strengthen our physical health, and find greater happiness. Laughter has also been shown to increase memory, intelligence, and creativity. We've all heard that laughter is the best medicine, having both short and long-term benefits. It works quickly and effectively to improve our intake of oxygen, which invigorates our heart and lungs, and it reduces our stress hormones, expands our number of immune cells, increases the endorphins that are released by the brain, and brings our mind and body into equilibrium. Even the smallest giggle can increase blood flow, which protects our heart and cardiovascular system. It can release endorphins, which are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. It relieves physical tension for up to as long as 45 minutes. People who experience depression, sometimes due to chronic illness, often find that humor can help lessen their depression and anxiety and make them feel happier. A study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who don't laugh as much, particularly among cancer patients. Some of the findings of researchers Dr. Lee Burke and Dr. Stanley Tan, MD of the Loma Linda University, California, regarding the benefits of laughter are that it lowers blood pressure, it reduces the stress hormone levels, it works your abs, it reduces cardiovascular problems, it improves your T cells, it triggers the release of endorphins, and it produces general sense of well-being. Laughter is a sign of goodwill. It's a social process by which we make friends and we connect with other people. We often enjoy watching other people laughing, or we break out laughing at a dull statement that's obviously unjoke-like, because the social aspect is an important part of humor. According to a 2010 study in BMC Complementary and Alternative Medicine, laughter and smiling are generally intended as a message of goodwill. But because some forms of smiling are voluntary and can be easily faked, laughter, which requires a more synergistic contraction of the wider musculature, is believed to have evolved as a more authentic expression of goodwill. So get a sense of humor. If you find it difficult to laugh, you may feel you don't have much of a sense of humor. It's more likely that you're just out of practice. Even if you really do have a poor sense of humor, humor can be learned. In fact, developing a sense of humor may be easier than you think. So here are some ideas. Find items that make you laugh. Hang them up in your home or in your office. Put together a collection of funny movies, books, magazines, and comedy videos. Research and find comedians that you enjoy and find comedy specials, films, TV shows they're in. Dig into online joke websites. Go out to a comedy club. See the humor in your own situations. Spend time with friends who make you happy. Collect some joke books. Start collecting and remembering your favorite jokes and share them with your friends. You can start right here. Download the Favorite Jokes of Comedians. It's free. It's simple. You can get it right now.